He kōna e ipurangi tēnei nā te reo irirangi o Aotearoa.
All the 5 years I was struggling to have the chance to leave Jordan. They contacted me and they offered me to travel to New Zealand, and they told me it's a new program. To be honest, I will say yes if they will tell me any country. Like, I didn't thought about New Zealand or any country first. I thought first just to say yes, please.
Kia ora and welcome to Voices. I'm Kadambri Ragukumar. This episode today is all about the new Community Organisation Refugee Sponsorship, or the CAUSE program, which the government will soon be rolling out. It allows community organisations to sponsor refugees. Liz Garten caught up with a couple of people who took part in a pilot of the program to find out what made it so successful.
This idea that this, through this program, me and some mates can welcome a family to New Zealand. And you help them enter into your world, and through that come lots of benefits.
This is Nick Reno. He's based in Ōtutahi, Christchurch, and when his church, the Southwest Baptist Church, heard about the pilot program, they decided to put their hands up. Now, while you don't have to be a church to sponsor a refugee, not just anyone can do it.
You had to prove that, you know, that you could do the settlement, that you had the financial kind of standing, if you like, or wherewithal, because you're doing settlement services on behalf of the government, so they want to know that you're not a, you know, fly-by-nighter.
Next Church actually ended up sponsoring three families to relocate to New Zealand.
I was working as a teacher in Syria for 3-4 years, teacher high school. And in 2011, after the war started, I continued as a teacher.
Hisham Al-Zazour and his family was one of them.
Friday was the bloodiest day in a month of protests in Syria.
More bad news out of Syria.
The scenes are unprecedented. Day after day of protest.
The situation in northern Syria seems to be deteriorating further.
The conflict is escalating.
It's difficult to see how this can be resolved peacefully.
In 2012, a year after the war broke out, Hisham moved his wife and young daughter to Jordan. He continued working in Syria for another year before joining them. They lived in Jordan for 5 years. But it was tough.
Like, I was struggling in Jordan to have a chance to travel or to leave Jordan at least, and finding a new life and, you know, another opportunity. It's not just me. It's all the refugee there. They look at any chance to live the life there and finding a good life, new opportunity, new job, a new country, new culture. Just we need to forget what we experience in Syria or in Jordan.
When he got the chance to come to New Zealand, Hisham jumped at it.
When I received the phone call, I felt very, very excited. And finally, it's my chance to leave the situation in Jordan and just leave all that in my bag and continued my life.
On hearing he'd be moving to New Zealand, Hisham did what anyone would. He Googled us.
Because I am a geography teacher, just I have some information about New Zealand, but not full information. Then I went to the website, looked at the like deep information about New Zealand, and I've like all the information.
And he asked around.
I start to ask people in Jordan if they know anyone living in New Zealand. And I went to some groups on Facebook, and I start ask some questions if anyone can talk to me. And actually, the most of the phone calls, I will tell you, maybe I'm introduced 10 or 15 people. Like 14 people, they give me positive answers. And one guy, he give me negative answers.
Not a bad ratio, I suppose. There was really only one thing about New Zealand that concerned Hisham.
It's about the distance, because, you know, when you think, oh, 14,000 mil, I'm far away. I would be far away from maybe friends, from family or something like that. Okay. But, you know, when I make comparison between what I was experienced in Jordan and the style of the life, the quality of the life there, when you think about the experience there and the future of your children's future, your plans, all of that, just you will think, oh, it's silly to think about the distance.
And the thing about the CAUSE program is that Hisham was able to meet his sponsors before he even touched down in New Zealand.
This is unusual. Like, I was talking to the people who they will be my neighbors and the volunteer people who they will be visiting me. And I was still in Jordan. And I was talking to them actually sometimes every day. And I was feel more peaceful or more confident. Oh, I make friendship before I came to New Zealand. This is very good, like, to know the kind of the life you will live it there. And then they send me pictures for the house I will live in. And I felt, this is the house. This is the neighborhood. This is the people I will know. This is my neighbors. Oh, this is Christchurch. Oh, I felt, okay. Oh, I start feel I live there from now, from here, from Jordan. And this was very practical and very smart way to make the person feel more safe, we can say.
One of the requirements of the refugees on this program is that they have reasonable English, which Nick Renault says helped a lot for those pre-arrival conversations.
So we were able to communicate reasonably effectively with at least one person in each family. And there was also, you know, opportunities for an exchange of information between ourselves and their refugee families. So we got to understand a little bit about what their concerns were coming to New Zealand, and we're able to answer those to some degree. Yeah, on the face of it, it's kind of bringing together two different cultures, two different sets of people. But underneath all that, we're all human, and the humanity comes through. And the needs that a family has in, say, the Middle East are pretty similar to the needs that you would have with your family or I have with my family.
This is probably a good point to tell you a little bit more about CAUSE. Firstly, it's separate to the refugee quota program. So refugees who come here on the quota program are selected by the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, or UNHCR, and they're usually those most in need. The CAUSE program, on the other hand, will take refugees referred by the UNHCR, or they can be nominated by the sponsors. The catch is that they will need to meet certain criteria, like, as we said, good English, but also things like a high standard of health and a tertiary qualification. CAUSE has been a long time coming. About 6 years ago, the previous government looked at a similar sort of program that had been running in Canada, and in 2017, they put the call out for community sponsors. That's when Nick got involved. Despite a government change, the three-year pilot program went ahead, and in 2018, six refugee families arrived. Last year, the pilot was extended for a further 3 years. And in the coming weeks, the government will be announcing a new organisation to oversee this extended pilot, which will see 50 refugees a year settled here in New Zealand. And Hisham Vawan is pleased to hear it.
I know people now in Jordan, Syrian. I think more than 10 or 15 families now where they're filed is to come to New Zealand. I tell them, you will be lucky if you will came in the same programme. Because you will not suffer like, it's not suffering, but it will be different and easier than the quota program.
One of the things that made it easier was spending less time at the Mangere Refugee Centre.
Because when we arrived to Auckland, the most of the people from the second program, they were complaining about 1 month and a half. It's long time to stay here. We feel bored. We need to leave. And for us, 16 days, it was enough time for experience, all the information, and then we left.
But most importantly, it was the wraparound support Hisham and his family received upon arriving in Ototahi, Christchurch.
I came, I find the house is completely full, like we don't need anything. Everything was in the house. Even the food, they cooked for us some food when we arrived to the house. There is some people from the volunteer, they lived in Jordan for 10 years, like they know the culture, they know the kind of foods, they know all the details we need.
The family were left to settle in, but they were never alone. Hesham says there was always someone available to help if they needed it, if they had questions, particularly around the sort of government support available to them. And in fact, Nick says the latter was one of the only challenges of the program.
Parts of it were easier than we thought they would be. Like the communication, for example, that was easier than we thought it would be. The costs were cheaper than we thought they would be because we didn't realise that they coming here would get residency visas, which would give them access to welfare. And parts of it were harder than we thought it would be, like accessing welfare. In theory, they are eligible for welfare, but you have to rock up to the local office with them in tow, and you have to, provide a whole lot of documentation, and you have to, there's a bit of a kind of wait period, stand down period, if you like. So there was a bit of stuff that was a little bit harder than we thought it would be, but overall it was a pretty amazing experience.
Nick says he's gotten a lot out of being a sponsor too.
I've kind of watched these three families settle into New Zealand, and I'm just quite encouraged. I kind of look at what they have come from and what they're doing now, and it helps put my concerns in perspective, I guess you could say. Plus, I've built friendships with some of them. Plus, I've met loads of Kiwis around the country that also participated in the program, and that's been pretty awesome too, meeting people that are prepared to kind of go out of their way to welcome a refugee or a refugee family.
And it's made him appreciate his home even more.
New Zealand, for all its issues, is a pretty together country. We've got a democratic system. Absolutely, we have inequality in New Zealand, but at least we have a state. At least we have a place that we can settle while we try to make things better for ourselves and for our families. But if you're a refugee, you've lost that ability. There's the short-term things, like you can't get a job, you can't send your kids to school, you have a limited opportunity for a positive future. And then I look at New Zealand and I think, well, we're pretty lucky, really. But I do say that from a perspective of a white middle-class male. And I do recognise that the New Zealand that I experience is not the same as, it's not the same for everyone.
Now, Hesham's story wouldn't be complete without a mention of March 15. He was at Al Noor Mosque when it was attacked.
For me, I stuck in the mosque for all the time. I couldn't run away. And almost every day I have flashback and feeling I still there. But, we believe who did, he did in his time. Like, he didn't die early. Because of that, we try to understand, try to make that not affect on our life. But unfortunately, sometimes you give up to the flashback, give up to the depression sometimes. Like, I start being very or more sensitive about hate speech, for example. I start to be sensitive about the behavior of the people, these things. And, a little bit there is damage in the confidence.
Hesham's also recently had surgery for an ongoing injury sustained in the attack. Despite all this, he's still pleased to be here.
You can't make this experience as a general refugee because it's an unusual experience. And we can separate between living in New Zealand and this incident because this incident is something unusual. And in the same time, this could happen everywhere. And now I'm glad for being in New Zealand. And when I look at my children, they are happy in the schools. And
that's them playing with blocks in the background.
And they are happy for being here. The important is they are happy and their future is clear.
And Nick's been travelling around the country, as COVID allows, telling others about the Corps' experience so they'll consider signing up when the opportunity arises.
What I've found across the country is enthusiasm for the program. People are intrigued and excited by the idea that they can participate in refugee sponsorship, that ordinary Kiwis, wherever they are, actually can welcome a refugee it's quite an intriguing idea, you know, that the state will allow, or if you like, create an opportunity for Kiwis to participate in the program. And I'd really encourage you, give it a go.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Voices, produced by Liz Garten and engineered by Flo Wilson. And to Hisham and Nick for so generously sharing their time. You can catch Voices on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you find your podcasts. And if you follow us, you won't miss an episode. You'll find lots of other excellent RNZ podcasts there too, like the new Let's Be Transparent series, in which a young man and his mother tell their story to shine a light on the gender transition process here in New Zealand. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next week with a new story on Voices.